friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
The Lord, He will forgive you for everything if you are sincere, and also forgive others for what they may have done to you. And let the Lord live in your heart. You won't be perfect after that. You'll still have struggles. You'll have trials and tribulations, but keep on going, knowing the Lord is with you through it all. And you'll get closer and closer to the Lord.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
Psalm 136:26. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Isaiah 66:1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Heaven. Doesn't that word just fill you with such hope and excitement? Imagine what it'll be like. Here on earth, you strive to have enough money to live. Don't bring your gold up here, though. It's just pavement. You will walk on streets of pure gold. Have you seen those million-dollar houses and condos that line the beaches? Well, the mansion that I have prepared for you and for those who trust in Jesus for salvation is so much greater. Do you have an ailment that has plagued you all of your life? When you get here, it won't be there anymore. The person reading this message is blind. He'll see perfectly when he gets home to heaven. I am the God of heaven. I'm preparing a place for you. In the meantime, your main objective is to see that as many people as possible are able to find their way here. The alternative is not what you want anyone that you meet to experience. Do you know the God of heaven? I'm here, working on your house. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and are living for Him, your gazillion-dollar mansion will be ready and waiting for you. Your Abba Father, the God of heaven.
One day we'll all say goodbye. One day there'll be no more tears. No one will cry. No more pain and loneliness. No more suffering and sorrow. No more distress. One day we'll all say goodbye. And all the souls that have come into our lives will repent of their sins and all written in the Lamb's, Lamb's book of life. When we all get to heaven, we will see the King, the King of kings. When we all stand in glory, hand in hand, we will stand in glory.
The God of heaven, for he is real, and heaven is real, my friends. He is the mighty one, the only true living God, ruler of heaven and earth, filled with power and love. He is in control over all the angels and the heavenly beings. He's in control over the universe and every one of us and all things. He is sovereign over you and sovereign over me. He's the supreme ruler and has the ultimate authority. Yes, he is sovereign over us and in control of good and evil. And no one or nothing can stop him from accomplishing his will. Amen. He is Lord of all creation and over every single person. He's full of mercy and gracious and offers us redemption. The divine realm above the skies is where his throne is. This beautiful realm in heaven is where we'll see his presence. for this is where spiritual realities take place. This is where we'll see him face to face, hallelujah. It's a glorious place where there is no more sickness or disease, no more pain, no more tears, no more suffering. It's a place where we'll be totally happy and free, a place we'll be singing and dancing and laughing. No more pain, no more tears, no more suffering. It's a place where we'll be full of joy and peace. A place where we'll be totally happy and free. It's a place where we'll be singing and dancing and laughing. A place where we'll be rejoicing with our awesome King. All you need to do is call upon Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and he'll give you thy salvation and keep you safe and secure. As you walk in trusting dependence on him every day, he'll guide you and help you every step of the way. And when it's your time to go to be with him, he will send an angel to bring you right into heaven. You'll meet Jesus and all of your loved ones, and there'll be a glorious celebration and lots of fun. El Shamayim, the God of heaven, for he is real and heaven is real, my friends.
Soon we will say goodbye, forever and ever. Soon we will finally be free, free to live eternally. Soon we will worship him, all saints around the throne, lifting the mighty, mighty name, the name of Jesus Christ. And it's Jesus, the one who gave his life for us, the one who gave it all at Calvary. And he lives within the hearts of those who freely give, the ones who gave it all. These are those that he the trumpet sounds aloud, and the saints are gathered quickly to meet the Lord up high in the skies. When the trumpet sounds aloud, and the saints are gathered quickly to meet the Lord up high in the skies. Soon we will say goodbye, forever and ever. Soon we will finally be free, free to live eternally. Soon we will worship him, all saints around the throne, and lifting the mighty, mighty name, the name of Jesus Christ. And it's Jesus, the one who gave his life for us, the one who gave it all at Calvary. And he lives within the hearts of those who freely give, the ones who gave it all. These are that he will call, these are those that he will call, these are those that he will call. Come and drink if you're thirsty. Let me fill your soul and give you life. You know the seed that's just been planted. I'm the vine and you're the branches. I'm the keeper that bought your precious soul. Come arise, you faith the Savior. Look ahead, for grace is fed you. Tonight your name when in the book of
to make sure that they make heaven their home, what should they do?
First, you have to realize that you need salvation and that the Lord can forgive anything but blasphemy. So, just accept the Lord. He will forgive you for everything if you are sincere, and also forgive others for what they may have done to you. And let the Lord live in your heart. You won't be perfect after that. You'll still have struggles. You'll have trials and tribulations. But keep on going, knowing the Lord is with you through it all. And you'll get closer and closer to the Lord. If you dig into the Bible and read it, join a church that's Bible-believing and that can really help teach you and fellowship with you, and pray.
Yes, absolutely. You know, ask Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and receive thy salvation, and have a relationship with God. Having a relationship with God, that's what he wants. It's not religion, folks. It's a relationship with God. Communicate with him, including him during your days, you know. And the more you focus on God and talk to God during the day, the closer you're going to get to God. Let him become real to you, folks. He's real. Let him become real. Fall in love with him. Hallelujah.
Make sure that you have asked him to be your Lord and Savior, and then live for him every day. I think it's Luke 9, might be 9:23. It says, if anyone would come after me, let him come after me, pick up his cross, deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. And, you know, as give committed our lives to him, that's the way he calls us to do, pick up our cross.
And I think what's really good to remember is there is no one that is too bad that doesn't deserve salvation.
Amen.
And there is no one that is so good that doesn't need God. You can't earn salvation, and you can't not deserve it. So just accept it and get into the Bible.
Amen.
And I want to give a testimony, a very, very important testimony to people. I've said it before, and I need to say it again. I feel from the Holy Spirit. I used to give Bible studies at my son's. He lives in Baldwin. He wanted me to have church at the house. And so I did Bible studies. And I had my four grandsons there. Ryan was in the corner listening, the one that passed away. He was in the corner listening. And he'd, like, make jokes and stuff. You know what he said to me? He said, "Thank you for telling me about Jesus, Grammy." That's what my Ryan said to me. When you plant seeds, it may seem like they're not listening, but still plant the seeds. You're planting seeds. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. I planted the seeds, and Ryan's in heaven now. Hallelujah.
What are some good scriptures that talk about our God, the God of heaven?
There is Jonah chapter 1, verse 9. And he said unto them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land."
And I love Psalms 136:26. "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever." I just love God so much, and I thank God every day for his forgiveness, mercy, grace, and love. He's just so good, folks. He's so good. Taste and see that God is good. He's awesome.
Amen. And you know, Abraham also referred to this name. In Genesis 24:7, he says, "The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence." God is the God of heaven, and he's up there working on your house. I can just hear him hammering away at the wall of my big mansion. My mansion's going to have doors made out of chocolate. And windows made out of hard candy. And I don't know. All kidding aside, we have a glorious place waiting for us. Make sure your ticket's stamped.
And also, as the verse that Mike shared about Abraham, he realized the Lord was in his life, really molding his life. And, you know, just today I was talking to Mike about my own life. And after I accepted the Lord at about 21 or 22, you know, I thought, oh, my life hasn't turned out the way I wanted it to, or my dreams haven't come true. And I was like, but looking back, they really all did. Just not the way I thought they would. But they all came true, probably better than what I had intended.
Amen.
So the Lord is slowly molding your life. And if you look deep enough and into the Bible and search your heart, once you accept the Lord, he will work on in your life too. Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Sun. boast in Jesus Christ, his death.